The Gemara is talking about this rule on the Pike and Shop here on a Daf Kof Dalet called Lo Chavik Plichot Eitel Baal. We're not sure what it means. The words don't give away too much. But clearly, what it means in the context is that you can't turn from the being a shliach polacha into being a shliach kabbalah. So the question is, what does that concept mean? So Rashi and Tosos and many children, everyone quotes this at least as one day, say that you have to be able to report back, which is a big kiddush, that you have to be able to report back. We're not sure, like, we don't find a smach anywhere else that shliach have to report back on their shlichot. I mean, it seems like a light and useful thing to do to us, but not that it's halachically relevant. The Rav finds some hint in that the Ish Iti says the Kohen Gadol asisi shlichutech when he meets him in the shuk, which is fascinating. But that's a big kiddush because, you know, not the Rav's kiddush that the Ish Iti is the shlichut the Kohen Gadol. The Gemara says the shlichutech. Okay, the Rav finds a little smack, and this is what the shot in. One is Rashi and Tosfos and many other Rishonim, but Rashi is good enough, says that you need to be able to go back and say a piece of, right? Meaning, you can't go back and say a piece of, and you can do whatever you want, but you can't do it with Torah Shliach Lo'olacha because he's already ceasing a Shliach Lo'olacha and he is something else. Okay, the Ritva says something a little different. If we look at
what is the logic there?
Good question. What is the logic there? Okay, can everyone else, we can sort of figure out the logic, right? What is the logic there is an amazing question, because why is it so ma'ate that I have to go back and see a piece of shlichuska? Why would that be ma'ate in the shlichus? That a shlichus is only fulfilling shlichus if you can go back and see a piece of shlichuska. Now, I admit that maybe someone here is a better head than me. Sure, I'm not the first one to have thought about this. If you view it as mamish, the ikker part is, says the Rav, that din b'shlich kol ha'kulash shlichus ainu uriel lachter itel sholchu v'lomar asis l'chuska ainu shlichus. Okay, but even that, he doesn't stop there. It's just, you could just stop there. You don't have to say a shlichuska, that's clear. You have to be able to. But it is a funny thing. Like, why is reporting back crucial to the nature of shlichus? And you need to report, and you need to be able to report back. I don't have a great head for that if you take it super literally. But already the Rav does. The Rav says, Vatam lo zehu. And then he finishes the sentence, meaning, I don't know why reporting back is so important, but maybe what reporting back really means is that you need to be a shliach after the shlichut as well. Maybe that's the point. It's not enough to be a shliach during the shlichut. You need to be a shliach after the shlichut as well. That's really the yisod, right? What's the yisod of Rashi and Tosfos? It is a soul in the shlichut l'holacha, right? That's what it means. It's a soulish l'olacha. Why? Because he's not a shliach right afterwards. Give me a second. He's not a shliach right afterwards. That's sort of, I haven't said anything yet, right? That's the translating their point. Why means to be a shliach afterwards is funny. You should be enough to be a shliach beforehand. So here, I'm not sure I can give one or two hesperim, which are basically going to respond to one or two formulations of Rav.
Maybe if the shliach goes and becomes a shliach kabbalah, and then they realize that the get was improper get, the shliach lehocha is no longer shliach lehocha, they get a new get.
I don't know if you shliach halacha to get a new get in any case. After all, the next Gemara, etc. But I don't know why he has to. You know, all the stories, maybe he can. It doesn't seem to be necessary that he can. I mean, the Gemara never had a halacha mean that, according to the sheet, is that you can't do it a second time because I've sold the first time. Right? My book says they control the second time. The first time, everyone agreed is good. So here, and I don't know how much of a basis I really have. What does the Rav say here? The Rav says here, "Vatam lazeh." This is the Rav on Daf Sahil. "Vatam lazeh." The "Vatam lazeh" shehu shelo hayakol ma'isa nasa ba'adam shaliach. If he's not a shliach afterwards, he wasn't doing the whole thing on behalf of the shaliach, I don't fully understand. After all, if he was a shliach, it's not a shliach afterwards. To report back, then he wasn't doing the whole ma'isa on behalf of the shaliach. Just afterwards, he, the whole emphasis is on the afterwards in Rashi. Then afterwards, he wasn't doing shaliach, but he did the whole ma'isa on behalf of the shaliach. So I'm not sure I understand exactly what he's getting at, and maybe I'll say, but. What do you think he means?
There seems to be an assumption here that Shaliach has to act consciously on the Adam Shaliach. And being able to go back is a verification that, in fact, he acted on the basis as his kavanah was to do what the Shaliach told him to do. I don't know if that's true or not in general. Shaliach fulfilled the.
Aha! You're saying if you go back afterwards shows you're acting on his behalf. If you don't go forth him afterwards, that's a begam. And you're acting on his behalf. If you can't report back, then you weren't really sort of mishabed yourself to him.
I don't know if you were or you weren't, but there was no verification.
You didn't express, you didn't concretize.
He says she ain't wrong.
Now, I don't know if that required didn't sleep with the cloud, then he has to be having to do it on the problem.
Right. Okay.
So the best does it without covering. Is that fulfilling the shliach or not?
Right. So let us. Let us say,
that's what I think you mean.
Okay, I hear the taina. Let me say, what
becoming a baldava or a shliach for someone else is a hafka'a. It seems it's a hafka'a.
What is a hafka'a? So, but who cares this guy? Amy said to show you're really acting on someone else's behalf, you have to at least be prepared to report back to them. Otherwise, maybe you weren't acting on their behalf. It's a begam in the acting on their behalf if you don't report back to them.
The point is that he could report back physically, but there is afka.
Yeah. Who cares about afterwards?
But then there's ain't something like when is your responsibility as a shliach?
No, just 1 second afterwards. At that point we've decided. So maybe if it's din in acting on his behalf, if you're not reporting back to him, maybe you're acting more independent. You are showing, right? Maybe it's a demonstration, literally, this thing was literally, right? The reporting back, meaning the potential for back call, or the Bielamachemispo, is a demonstration of acting on his behalf. Okay, that's possible. Maybe that's,
accountability.
Accounts of what?
Verification.
Demonstration, accountability. Something has to do with I'm showing I'm acting on his behalf by reporting back afterwards and not just doing it. That's showing that I'm acting on his behalf. I mean, that's John in Rafia Tokus. I need some additional demonstration that I'm acting on his behalf. It's not enough that I say, Harry's in Kitek and his name is in the get and it's his wife. So, obviously I'm acting on his behalf, maybe not. After all, I just say Hari's a Gitaker on the old Shlich Lalacha, I just say Hari's a Gitaker, or whatever it is in this weird case, right? Give it to myself. Maybe I'm acting on my behalf to divorce someone else's life. How do I know I'm acting on his behalf? So he appointed me. If he didn't appoint me, I wouldn't be acting on my behalf to be possible. How do I concretize and verify and demonstrate that I'm acting on his behalf? By at least having the potential to return to him afterwards. The one reason why I'm reluctant to explain is not, I was not thinking this way at all. Although I'm giving it credence because what I was thinking is less literal in Rashi. The reason why I'm starting to be a little skeptical about this is because I don't actually have to do anything. All I have to do with that, the second I finish the shlicha, I have to have potential to report that. I don't actually have to do anything. I just have to not be a different halos that's sold to the halos of shlicha that makes me not potentially report that. So it's a little hard for me to accept that. Like, verify that I'm acting on your behalf by having the ability to do something that I don't do. Okay, that's what you want to
say. Maybe this is the old Hakira, the famous Hakira, whether the Shliach is acting as an independent agent or has some kesher to the Baalim.
Okay. So maybe I want to say something along those lines.
But maybe not the halakhic case on that. What if a Shliach takes a get and then straight away hands this woman a kesuvah because he would like to be married? Is that halakhically allowed?
I never heard of anyone who would say it's not allowed. Maybe I'm saying the same in different words. Maybe refer to a Hakira, give me a second. There's a famous Hakira of the Mikha. What do you want to say?
The Shlach goes, gives the get to the woman, and dies on the spot. You don't get to go back and tell anyone. It doesn't count? Of course it does.
Right, but if he died a second later, in that second, he could have. That's interesting. Does he need to keep his status as shliach long enough to potentially get back? Yeah. Okay, but what I want to kind of is that maybe the whole lot of reporting back is not really so dafka. Those are shliach really so vile, just the way illustrating something. The point is that he needs to be a shliach, even it's not that he really needs to report back. He just needs to continue being a shliach afterwards. He needs to continue being a shliach afterwards. That really is lav dafka. The real ikker is that the status of shliach should transcend the actual mice. That he should be able to keep the status of shliach after he does the mitzvah. For how long? He can die, he can drop dead of a heart attack, a minute later. But he needs to have the status of shliach transcendent mitzvah, and maybe that has to do with Joel mentioned Hakira, this Hakira is famous at the beginning of the Lake October of Yosef Engel. When I send the shliach, and this is what the Rav says a little later, when I send the shliach, is the shliach doing an action for me, or is it that shliach shlomi moto? The shliach has to be like me. I mean, is it that he's him, but he's doing an action for me, or is the point is that the shliach really counts as me part of my identity? And maybe the point is that if the shliach does the meister for me, but can't be a shliach the next second. His shlichos have to end with the maitha, then he's not really me. He's just doing one thing for me. If his shlichos continues after the maitha, even for only 1 second, then we're saying that this is not just doing one action for me. This is a more involved relationship. This is a more fundamental relationship. He is actually like me. It's not a chakir. It's not a chakir I love, I must admit. But basically, we're saying the status of a shliach is transcending this maitha. The shliach has a status in a gavra, not just doing this one mitzvah for me. And if the shliach ends with a mitzvah, then that's a megam in his identifying with me as a shliach. That's what the Rav suggests a little later in this piece. He says, you need, right, what's his lashon? He says, you need a min shlichus, the yad ha-shlichus who kiyad ha-mishaleach. It's a din miyuchad, but shlichus yad ha-kiyad, and he's suggesting that maybe you only find it in din, because other types of shlichus, he doesn't need to be like me. He just like give him the book to do X or do Y. If I want him to sell my house, I could say, you know, you're in charge of the house. You have the right to sell that. I can't say you have the right to divorce my wife. Divorcing wife is a personal fellow. All I can say is, you count as me. Maybe what? Maybe the real point is not that he has to report back, but that he has to have a relationship with me not just being this mice. He has to actually have a context relation with me, maybe because he really needs to be me. Maybe he doesn't like this.
Well, you still have to say why. It doesn't solve the problem of why. Why should we need to see his pet friend of mice? Because they have to click here. Okay.
The,
what I was doing is trying to explain why you would have such a lot. So it says because
the point is the Baal has given in the chat.
The Lord will make an appetite and shall
demonstrate that Yodo ki Yodo and not just doing a maaseh for me. If he's doing a maaseh for me, that's not shlichus. To be shliach, shlichus, he needs the gavra to become like me. He needs to unify with me as a gavra. And in order to demonstrate that, in order to show that he is really becoming me, he is really becoming part of me, he is really acting as my yoda arista, as it were, not just doing something, he needs to have a shlichus that can transcend that maaseh. And that's why the Rav suggests maybe it's only true, even though I'm not sure that's what the Ritva means when he said this. Maybe it's only true in Gittin not the Imamna, because Gittin is personal, he needs to really be me. While in Dini Imamna, he doesn't need to be me. After all, I give him my house, I give him the right to sell my house. I can give him my horse, I can give him the right to rent out my horse. But I can't give him my wife, so I can't give him the right to work my wife. All I can say is that you are acting as me. Maybe you can do better. I hear what you're saying. I'm not convinced.
I think that's what the Rav is saying. I have nothing.
Okay, and but then that's what the Rav is saying when he wants to explain this Dafke Gittin a little later. That's what he says. Din miyuchav shlichus yado ki yada. And at first he said just you need kolamath and not that ad hamatzaleach, which I don't fully understand because if he's the shliach, just not afterwards. Why is that a begotten kolamath and not that the ad hamishaleach? I don't fully understand. Okay, so that's the part.
I think
that's what Joel was hinting at. Yes, Aaron.
Maybe shlichus has to have bookends. In other words, it's not enough that he does the maisa that he's supposed to do, but he has to come full circuit and go back to the. In other words, the shliach has to be memanehim. The baal has to be memanehim, and then he has to come back. And like touch base. That's the shlichus is like a circuit.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we're saying. That he has to report back. And why did he have to report back?
That's the definition of shlichus.
Right. So maybe you can say that it's just a din. It's a big kiddush. It's a big kiddush, and you also have to say that one can do it if he did it, even if he didn't have enough time. As Michal pointed out. Okay, let's leave it for this. The base of 2A3 Rossi that reporting back is really important, or that it's the way that it says that reporting back is important. That's just a way of illustrating that your shlichus is not just this mindset, your shlichus is a more broader identification. Okay, I want to go with shlichus more identification. Clearly, the pshat of the law sounds like the reporting back is somehow crucial for one reason or another, as we've heard. And then I think I want to go back for a little.
Can I ask what Rashi means when he says "nitzik mishlichus harishon atchelo hayolo shahus lachta into shukah v'lema"? He didn't have part. What does that mean?
He didn't have part. He became someone else mishlichus.
We can't imply from that the amount of time that he would take to return back is the amount of time that he needs to be in that state of.
Maybe
3 days because otherwise.
Right. That's an interesting question. What if he? That would be a little crazy, right? If he a 3 month journey away and the shlichus died 2 months later, could you stay according to Rashi? That's really absurd, which is what it sort of sounds like. It can't be. It's just impossible. I admit Rashi sounds like that. And what you'd have to say is that no. You just need a theoretical possibility. Looted sooner the guy was close by. Because otherwise, in the never so can't
it can be so dangerous. You can't above the
all of shots would fall. Okay, let us go back.
Maybe that's in a case where you say that it's a topic.
But it's still like every get would be a topic. Okay, let's go back to other shots. Are there other shots in this that don't make such big, giant pollution? So there are, if you look in the Nimuke Yosef earlier, Yosef first brings down Rashi, everyone first brings down Rashi, and then he quotes a Ritva, which is not, he quotes the Ritva. We don't have it in these words in the Ritva, we don't have it exactly words in the Ritva there, but we have the general idea. Again, we don't know if our Ritva is exactly the Ritva, so our quote thinks we're in Kreskis. But what is the quote? Interestingly, first is what he says about Rashi. What does he say about Rashi? He first named Rashi, not by name. The Mukhe Yosef and the Ron and the Rif, which are similar styles, generally don't forget Rashi by name. They just start by writing what Rashi said. Because, like, Rashi appears on the word, they appear on the Rif, and then they move on. He says, well, Fiz Eishalom, Lomar, the Gemari, Gemira, Lodish, Lissuri, Lassuri, none. Ah, it's just like Gemara, Gemira, just in the summer. It's not logic. I can't think of a logical reason. It's hard to figure out a logical reason. Just Gemara, Gemira, just Gemara, Gemira, law. Maybe there's no reason. Again, well, there still should be some conceptual basis, but clearly it's nothing we've thought of on our own. We all felt that in Rashi, like, whoa, Gemara, Gemira, law. How did they know this thing? But then he says the Ritva found a Yersa or Shmuel and Nugget, the opposite Yersa, although in our printed version of the Ritva, or, you know, one could argue as to exactly who it was, he says this pshat. Without the other gear stuff. But what does Mikhail say? The shlichus went back to the Baal, meaning the shlichus of the Baal ended. And how does he interpret it? That what was on Daf Chav Dalet, he is nitpicking in the Baal's Lashon. What was the Baal's Lashon in Daf Chav Dalet? The Baal's Lashon was, if you allow me to read you the Baal's Lashon, he said, Now, we, everyone else, read it, not nitpicking. Until you get there and do what you're supposed to do. But if you nitpick in the Lashon, be nitpicking until you get there. Where? I don't know. In Denver, right? I think that's what we ended with last night, was Denver. Be nitpicking until Denver and his etcetera, until you get, as a month, do you reach Denver? You nitpick, he's only nitpicking until he reached Denver, in which case, as soon as he entered the city limits of Denver, he stopped being a shliach l'halacha. Hold on, he's not a shliach l'halacha. By the time he goes to bed and says funny nechta, or she goes to bed and says funny nechta, and gives it to herself, she's already not a shliach l'halacha. And having someone who's not a shliach l'halacha give the get is a lack of nesina. That's the word we call kli get up. We know tarka is a phrase. The husband says, "Like, pick up your get. I'm not giving it to you. You pick it up on the floor. It doesn't work." The husband or his shliach has to give it. It's not enough for the wife to just take it. So therefore, it's a technical problem there that the shlichus lo locha ended too early. Okay, what does that have to do with our gemara? Our gemara, there's nothing about Denver. The husband just says, "Be a shlichus lo locha," and he came, and the woman was kneading her dough, and she said, "Be my shlichus lo kabbalah." So what does that have to do with our sugya? So the ritva says, when he talks about our sugya, he says, over there in Daf Chav Dalet, he stopped over there when he got to Denver. Avohaka Eno, he came, the Ad Shay, if you get Lyoda in a culture of the Lord, 1 second. He's not super, I admit, I was a little backwards. The Ritva on Daf Chav Dalet says it's because it stops as soon as he gets to Denver, so he's nitpicking. But if you look at the Yosef quotes the Ritva, he said, you can't be shlich l'alach and shlich l'kabbalah simultaneously. Can't be them both simultaneously. As soon as he or she agrees to be shlich l'kabbalah, the shlich l'alach ended. Because he goes back to the baal, meaning is returned. What's the yesod for the ritva? You put together all the ritvas. The ritva, what's the yesod? The yesod is that the shlichus the halakha ended before the Nisina. That's the problem. Just on Daf Chav Daled, if you take what the Ritva said, and after it right, I'm putting together the Ritva for the Yosef, the printed Ritva in Daf Chav Daled and Daf Chav Gimel. What does the printed Ritva say in Daf Chav Daled? Ah, let's nip it. The let's nip it. It ended as soon as you entered Denver. So it's no good. What does the Ritva say by us? He says, ah, it's different. There it's Vaday no good. Here it's Suffolk good, Suffolk no good. He says, because over there, the Shlichas, Lolacha for sure ended before the Shlichas of Kabbalah. But over here, it's not so clear. And maybe we're not sure. Why exactly we're not sure, he doesn't explain. The written Daf Chav Daled says it ended as soon as he set foot in Denver. The written Daf Chav Gimel says there it for sure ended when he set foot in Denver. Over here, extra, we're not sure. Okay, but exactly what does he mean? I think for that, you need Mukhe Yosef, right? If you put Mukhe Yosef and Chav Daled together, the written Daf Chav Daled, I'm saying is this. In that, on Daf Chav Daled, it ended. Kishe Higia, Lehasam, whatever Hasam was, and Adasam Gimel Amud Beis, it ended. Here you need to fill in Mikayote. You need to use the Mikayote to figure out the Ritva meant of Adasam Gimel Amud Beis. Here you can say it ended. It ended right before the Nisina, because becoming Shliach LeKabbalah ends Shlichot LeHalacha. You can't be both at the same time. So you ended the Shlichot LeHalacha before you came to the Kabbalah. And that's why one is the Bada, one is the Tzafik. Hindaf Abdallah, they were saying that as soon as she set foot in Denver, she wasn't Shlichot LeHalacha. Clearly, there's no Nisina anymore. Because an hour later, she got the benefit, and she hasn't been able to love her. And Dr. Gimel is more subtle. It's the exact moment when you become a slave with Kabbalah. You have to stop being a slave with Kabbalah. You can't be both at the same time. And therefore, the slave with Kabbalah didn't receive it from the Shliach LeHalacha. Give me a second. And then you can see it a different way. You could say, well, you have to stop being one and then become the other. And so, you can only do the Nisina either when you're slave or lach and not slave. Kabbalah won't help, or when you're slave with Kabbalah not slave or lach won't help. So you chose to stop being slave with Kabbalah. No slave, well, it doesn't work. That's the thing. You could have said no. Maybe you can write on the tefer, write on the theme, and get it to work.
This makes sense because the only time we see this concept is by Gittin, right?
And that's exactly what the Ritva Gittin is. This is only a problem by Gittin because there's a requirement of this theme as opposed to when you get the planet carpet. I want to give Yoni a birthday present, right? If I want to give him a pony, I don't need a mice in this theme to give him a pony. I can send him, you know, if it's a trained pony, send it on its own and call him on the phone and say, most the pony and be called that, right? You don't need this theme for giving him a pony. It's enough that the Mekabel doesn't like the Kenyan. I mean, I need to do a Mice and a Sina. Even when I put it in your hand, I don't need to put it in your hand. And one of those Indian moments, like they take it off the table and be Kona, right? How does it work every time I go to the store? How am I going everything in the grocery store? So I pick up, I would get it, leave it, that works fine. So therefore, it's only back to the Ritva ends. It's only a problem getting because not because of fancy schmancy with the rose bed, a different personal kind of shlichus. It's only a problem getting because only getting if you need a mitzvah nesina. By dina mamas, it's enough to have a mitzvah kinyan without a nesina. Obviously, you need the machne to agree, you know, but the machne doesn't have to, many the machne, when I go to the grocery store, right, the owner of the grocery store doesn't do any mitzvah nesina. The owner of the grocery store has not, and I do a mitzvah of kinyan. Okay, so that what let's just review the ritva for a second.
Does it make any difference that the ritva doesn't use this gaonic yourself?
Yeah, I don't think the kirsa is as important as the mukayote makes it out to be. You could call this kotzer shlichus de tzalbal, means the shliach was what is kotzer shlichus de tzalbal. The shlichus is canceled, and you know the mandate went back to the Baal because he quit his mandate, you can also call it low culture shlichus for Baal, meaning his shlichus is not like Rashi. Rashi taking it literally. The shlichus has to go back later. No, you can either view it as other shlichus Baal. The shlichus was rejected. You know, go there. It was rejected. Or you can say low culture shlichus of the Baal, meaning the shlichus doesn't go back to the Baal. He's no longer shlichus of the Baal. The shlichus no longer attributed to the Baal. You can do either gerta. Either it was rejected and sent back to the Baal, or it's no longer attributable to the Baal. But what if he say stolen? And shlichus, lehalacha, but not like Rafi and Toto, who take the words chazar super literally and make a kiddush in it afterwards. You don't need afterwards, you just need at the time, right? Because he's no longer a shliach, lehalacha, bisha, maitha. Okay, that is the Ritva. That is the Ritva. He's obviously based on some assumptions that Rafi and Tosfos don't make. They don't make the nitpicking assumption of he meant only until you reach Denver. He obviously meant until you reach Denver, do whatever you're supposed to do. And they also make the assumption that he has to quit being Shliach Lelacha and then become Shliach LeKabbalah. They think, no, he can do it sort of simultaneously. And like, and he's Shliach LeHolacha and until the borderline, the borderline becomes Shliach LeKabbalah. Like, basically, Rafi tells me he split the mice in half. He shliach l'halacha for the halacha half of the maitha, and then for the kabbalah half of the maitha, he shliach l'kabbalah. That could work. The only problem is he's not a shliach l'halacha afterwards. The Ritva says, no, you can't put the maitha in half. Before the whole thing happens, you have to decide what you are. You decided you're shliach l'kabbalah, you're no longer shliach l'halacha, you weren't shliach l'halacha, that's maitha. Okay.
Maybe later it can be her shliach l'kabbalah. So when you become a shliach of Kabbalah, you're also getting the get at the same time you're becoming a shliach.
I mean, or Rashi's. I have to think about it.
Don't we have later on in the sugya that he can be her shliach of Kabbalah and shliach l'halacha? Don't we have later on in the sugya one of the possibilities that he's her shaliach l'kabbalah and he's shaliach l'halacha at the same time?
That's when he gives. So far, everyone here has denied that. Rashi says can't be the same time. You know, they can be up to the border, after the border. Can't be the same time. That's like afterwards, down to the l'halacha. The Ritva says even during you can't be shaliach l'halacha because you can't like split and be shaliach l'halacha up to the border. In the might that the gamer state, you thought to be a slip of Kabbalah, you quit as a slip of Allah. Michal.
There's actually where she's doing Moisha and she points it before it actually turns her hand versus the gate where she accepts it and then points it to that.
She expects it then appoints
it. She had it's a slip of hands her the get. She takes the get, then she asks, oh, then it's already done.
Yeah, then it's already done. Then it's not anything yet. Okay, let us, let me just go on for a second and read the. Magid Mishnah says the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't give away a ton. I admit. Says the Rambam. Habal shall get the ishto bashliach. You understand? The Rambam's not going to bring down daf kof dalet. That's just a havmin in the shock of the target. The Rambam doesn't bring down every havmin in the shock of the target why it's rejected. But our gemara is a psak halacha. So the Rambam makes that our gemara. Habal shall get the ishto bashliach litnu la. Right, the Rambam probably had the girsa pikad on etzlecha in our Gemara. Many girsos had that. Osha amrlo harayat shliach likapoli. Either way, haray the our case of Galicia. Haray them gered b'tafek the tafek. Why the tafek? That's not of our Gemara, right? The Zohar Shemesh recollects us that they never resolved the tafek actually get liyada until the get reached their hand, meaning until the shliach gives it to her. Once the shliach gives her, now she is a badai. Now, the Magid Mishnah, he doesn't say a ton. The Magid Mishnah doesn't say a lot. You notice, he's not saying a lot. It's a very short Magid Mishnah, and he just says, oh, this is like pshat. But I think it's obvious the Magid Mishnah is, then, okay, this is not just me, I think it's obviously the other Lumbs, the Lumbus, that. Would Rashi and Tosfos agree that once it reached her hand, she's begarishes? No, why? Because the moment she said she might flip the Kabbalah, he had in mind to do a Yeverstead, and he's stopping Shliach Halacha, came to the Kabbalah, but said he's stopping Shliach Halacha too early, therefore it's possible for the ritual. Different getter too early. He's stopping Shliach Halacha, agreed to be a Shliach Kabbalah, he's stopping Shliach Halacha too early, it doesn't work. This is what the other meaning says. He's not dealing with Ritva. I don't know if he had a Ritva. He's dealing with Ra. He wants to be a Nafgamina.
Isn't that the thing about the Baal Dover, that he can't become the Baal Dover specifically?
I'm not hooked up.
Yeah. Isn't that the reason Rashi does it?
I you hear last time?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the other thing said? The other thing suggested that what Rashi doesn't make any sense at all. So the young one said, Rashi agrees with the Tosafot that if you become a shliach of the woman, it's a topic. The only reason he said if you become the Baal Dover, that's what Baal to explain why they were the body. Becoming the Baal Dover for sure is your shliach solar. Becoming a shliach of the Baal Dover is something. So, Nafgamina is what if he can't get the Yada? It's pretty straightforward. Nafgamina. Lachora, this would be, this would not be good. Why? Why? Because he's already not a shliach lahalacha. How does it help to get the getter afterwards? You're already stopping his shliach lahalacha. Was it the second after the gershon or the second before the gershon? Which is a subtle difference. The Rambam, obviously, again, the Magnificent doesn't say he's this is logic, but the Chore was. The Rambam understands, no, it's not soul in the shliach lahalacha. It's a soul in the shliach lahalacha. Shliach lahalacha is kind of kanya. It's a soul in shliach lahalacha. If the soul of Shliach with the Kabbalah, then already makes a lot of sense that the Shliach of Allah was Chayim Kayim, the Shliach of the Kabbalah was still good, the Shliach of the Kabbalah was no good, the Shliach of Allah is still great. Then if you give it to the woman, it should be fine, which is exactly what the Rambam says. No one else talked about it. Megubasheh. And why? But why should it be a problem with Shliach of the Kabbalah? So it says, "My Mishnah, but Tafiku in Yachol Zeha Ish Lios Netag Mishlichus Olaka Shemino Abal Lishlichus Kabbalah Teisha Shehim Emana Osa Ata Came to Adai Lo Nigmar Shlichus Abal." Question: if you're still a Shlichus Olaka, again, he's assuming not like Rashi and Tosfos. You can't say I'm a Shlichus Olaka and a Shlichus Kabbalah in the same Maisa. Just like I'll cut the Maisa in half and be Shlichus Olaka for half and Shlichus Kabbalah for half. No. You're either Shlichus Kabbalah or Lach. He's just the flip side, I think, of the Ritva. Instead of saying, if you became a Shlichus Lach, you put being a Lach, just look at it from the flip side. Since you still want to be a Shlichus Lach, if you want to be with it, since you still want to be a Shlichus Lach, even though you agreed to a Shlichus Kabbalah, that agreement is not, that agreement has no legal power. Because as long as you're still a Shlichus Lach, you can't say I'm also Shlichus Kabbalah, the Sira. It makes the same part. It's a Sira, but instead of saying it's a Sira, so you quit the first one, no, you never quit the first one. Hazaka. It's a Sira, so you never accepted the second one. That is the Magid Mishnah, and I think it's a good shot on the Rambam, because, again, he doesn't say this. I think it's obvious that this is what's going on in his head. He's trying to explain the end of the Rambam, the Nafkamina of the Rambam. And that's, you know, how the Alim Luma says the Magid Mishnah. Because Finn stayed a shliach leholaka, he couldn't, right? I think there is the yosnetak, right? Is his lashon. In yochel ze ish, it was netak, mishlichos leholach, shemino abal, shlichos kabal to ishimano tak. That's not big. He couldn't, I'm just saying, that's bad that it doesn't work. He couldn't become a shliach lekabola, and obviously, I don't think he means like the guy's in jail, like you know, there's a force field controlling him. He can't decide to quit being shliach lahalacha and become a shliach lekabola if he wants. The point is, but he doesn't want to quit being shliach lahalacha because then he knows it'll be shliach, it'll be avikarka, and there won't be nesiva, and it'll be hot. He wants to be a shliach lahalacha and be shliach lekabola at the same time. Basically, the guy needs to be both at the same time. Can you really be both at the same time? Says Rashi and Tosfos, yes,
you can be both. The two halves of the mice, you can be both. But since you're not both afterwards, it's possible. Says Rif, you can't both at the same time, not betom. Therefore, you're only Kabbalah, not Holacha. My mishnah, you can't both at the same time, not betom. Therefore, you're only Holacha, not Kabbalah. Just taking the same thing the opposite direction, but there's a big nafkamina. Again, the Amnon Yilum is the one who speaks out this. The Amnon Yilum is the one who speaks out this big nafkamina. He says between the Rambam and Rashi, although I think it's clear where Tosfos goes. Just give me 1 second to read the Me'iri. There's one other Rishon who talks about this. Okay, what does the Me'iri say? It says the Me'iri. Even like when it's done, when it's Makuya, he still speaks with where it locks the retort Shlichus. He's still able to go back. He starts to grasp the gate proportion. Although Chazer Yitzel Baal, Kolomer to call Shliach Holach of Mokom Baal Koi. Sorry, Ein a Baal Yochol Lathos Atmo Shliach Kabbalah. He is every Shliach, the Holach is like a Baal. And a Baal can't make himself a... what does it mean, Lo Chazer Shliach to the Baal? I mean, he hadn't quit being a Shliach Kabbalah. He hasn't quit being Shliach of the Baal. A Shliach of Baal cannot be a Shliach LeKabbalah. The Baal can't make himself a Shliach LeKabbalah because it is a Tira. Very Ein a Baal Yocholatos Atmo Shliach Yocholatos Atmo Shliach Kabbalah. It doesn't mean the Baal can't appoint himself to it as well. Even if the woman appoints him, like an Aardvark. The woman appointed Shliach, like he had agreed to become. As long as he is Shliach Lalacha, he can't become Shliach Kabbalah. To me, the Me'iri sounds very similar to the Magen Mishnah. He sounds very similar. Again, the Me'iri is before them. The first one is Rafi. Older Rishonim quote Rafi first. So this is the Yesh Mefarshim in the Me'iri. Who is the Yesh Mefarshim? I have no idea. As usual, meaning sometimes he has nicknames. The Yesh Mefarshim is not a nickname. It's just Yesh Mefarshim. But what's interesting is,
said at the bottom of our COVID's rub south today.
What? It says who the Ishmael person is?
At the bottom of our COVID.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know.
South to deck. We never had
it. Okay. The Rishash there on the Gemara says, sorry. He starts with Pirush Rashi told David the Chukim. Rashi told the Dachuk. We know Rashi told the Chiddush. And what does he say? But Lochazer Shlich the Itzal Bavatun Lom Shuba Atma Yochel Yosu Shlich and Kabbalah. Very Hu Kamo Hu Kida Amrani. The truth is, sounds pretty similar, right? He can't be a Shliach. He can't be a Shliach. LeKabbalah, although I'm wondering if maybe there is a subtle difference. Give me a second. The difference is.
He says the Baal can't make himself a shliach.
Right.
Nobody can.
Yeah, but the Me'iri also means that. But the Me'iri also means that because in our case, it was the woman who made him. So I'm just think for a second if I really think it's the same or I really think it's different. Okay, so maybe they're all trying to say more or less. Maybe they're all trying to say. More or less the same thing. Maybe they're all trying to say more or less the same thing. Okay, so then there'd be this nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be, it's more of just a nafkamina, not in halacha, but in, you know, hevra sugya, but I don't know if it's really called a nafkamina, would be answer the tira between vadai and Suffolk, right? How come our Gemara popkin was Suffolk and the Gemara over there popkin? That is the problem towards Vadai. According to the Ritva, the answer is popkin. I mean, the Ritva is, you know, again, way stricter than our Ritva, you can be supplemented. It's very popkin.
Right? The answer is because over there, the Chavdala was ad dimatis lahatam. So if we nitpick in his formulation, we see that he stopped in Shlevel an hour before the Gerushin. Well, not the Gimelam and Bev. Then it's only, the only problem is that second. Okay, he said, if you're going to say, you lost the place of halacha, you put 1 second before. Okay, maybe you didn't put 1 second before. Maybe you could just be simultaneous in one mindset transition, transition within that mindset. But if you couldn't hour beforehand, that's about that puzzle. If you stay like Rashi and Tosfos, then you could give the answer of, you could give the answer of Rashi, the way the Avni Malone explains it, which, you know, I think is a very attractive explanation. You could give the Ritva's answer. You can give Rashi Lefi Avni Milouin, which is that one is more of a sphere than the other. Baldover is a Vatai sphere in Shleif LeKabbalah, the Shleif LeLacha. Shleif LeKabbalah is only a suffix sphere, right? Baldover, Vatai, so fair. Ma'amad shel shliach la'olacha, but shliach la'kabbalah, suffix so there. That's okay. Baldover is for short folks with the idea of being a shliach la'olacha. You give it so there. Or you could give the Rashba's answer. What was the Rashba's answer? The Rashba said that the, I think the Rashba is definitely working within Rashi and Tosfos. He said, hold on a second. This is something very fundamental of the nature of the shlichus that's going on here. Who said the need to go back or to transcend the maisa is in the bitsua shlichus, is in real time? Maybe it's good enough that when I originally appointed you, after all, you don't have to go back. You have to be able to go back. Who says you need to be able to go back to shach maisa? Maybe it's enough that you were able to go back when I appointed you. And therefore, he says, what does he say? He says that on dafkaf dalet amat aleph, mishaf minoy eino ro'oi lachnor. The whole point, what did the husband say to her? The husband said to her, be a shliach l'halacha until you become a shliach l'kabbalah. The original minoy had no efsharus, had no possibility of continuing after the maisa and then being kolaber. That of gamma minoy, the gamma from the original minoy is for sure no good. But in daftam of gimel amin bay, daft, samat, gimel, gimel amin bay, mishat minoy hayarai lachdor. After all, the husband sent to get to his wife just as mishlev olach and give to my wife. He said, mishlev olach, he gives to my wife, then come back and report to me, no problem. It's only mishat maisa that the woman messed it up and said, also be my shliach with Kabbalah. And only
according to the
mishat maisa eino ra'oi lachdor. So that's a topic. If your original minoy is a good minoy, of a good kind of shlichus, it's just on the way, it got restricted a little. That's a something. Maybe it's a good minoy, it's the right kind of shlichus to start with. You know, after all you need is roi kach. Basically, the suffix is, you for sure need roi kach, but it's enough yet. Roi kach b'shach minoy, without roi kach b'shach maisa. That's why argumar is
the
suffix.
What would the rabbi say in an argument about the gets? We said the minoy is good enough, so therefore we...
No, because you say at that point, he finished his shlichus l'halacha, and in a way that was tafik pata. I mean, if, again, the only nafmina is the al b'tzad that is pata, al b'tzad that is kosher. You don't need a nafmina. Okay, so that is different ways of reading the shtol of our Gemara with the nafmina, between them. Okay, the
didn't the Miri say something about like the mitzvah being completed in? Were we reading that?
Don't remember. The one thing I'll point out is that the Rishash has another interesting question on this. There is the second Rishash here. Right, the Rishash has another question on the Sugya. On Daf Kof Dalid. He said, forget about Kosher Shlichus, get up the Gamin the Shlichus. Where don't you need a Mice and Athena, but not the Yada? Where's the Mice and Athena? right? Where's the mice? Forget about the shliach question. There's no mice in Athena. Think about it. You came, let's use our game, the Lord Mark, right? You came with the get from the husband, and the wife says to you, okay, give me a tablet for me. You said, fine. Now, all of a sudden, it went from the shliach. Even outside that it works. All the shlichos work well. It went from the shliach, there's no nesina. Where's the nesina here? So here it's an interesting machloket. I assume almost everyone agrees with the Rishas and Daf Chav Dalet. The Rishas and Daf Chav Dalet, he asked, where's the nesina? He's very recent, but he's one of the first people, clearly not the first, you see, to ask, hey, where's the nesina here? And he says, and this is something we have to come back to, Amir Toshem, he says, well, you don't mean literally a physical nesina in Yidden, which is a big finish, because this is the only Gemara where we ever see a Maisa Gerushin with no physical act whatsoever. There are other places we see maybe there's no physical act in talking to get it, but where there's no physical act whatsoever, she says, "Chor like a hachan etzina." Sort of lomer. No, since it's a pekas mishlich olach shlich kavala, having ilu matzor shlich olach shlich kavala. What is he saying? He says that that's an etzina. The etzina is when the guy turns from your shliach into my shliach. That's a virtual etzina because since you used to be the man, a husband shliach, now you're my shliach. You're the same person, but how lucky you're now a different person. So basically, same as if my shliach gave it to your shliach, that would be nesina. If my shliach turned into your shliach, that's a virtual nesina because it goes from my shliach hand to your shliach hand. It's the same hand. No, it's not the same hand. Basically, changing the person is just as good as transferring the get. Right? If I give the get to Yoni. We're all the right shluchim, etc. That's a mice and a sina. If I turn into Yoni, that's also a mice and a sina. Okay, and here you should turn into a new person. So that's the finish. Where's the mice and a sina?
Doesn't Ramban say that the act of you reaching out saying, oh, here's your get?
That's not Ramban. Who is that?
I don't know who it is.
Says the Rishon. He says the haficha mishliach habaal lishliach haisha is a virtual nesina. He doesn't use the virtual, but that's what he's saying. And I assume from the signs that we've shown them, they mostly do this, except for the Agrama, quoted in the condition Savyad that's printed together with the Ritva in the Mosadar of Kot version. The person he quotes most is the Agrama. And it's clearly not the Ritva. The Ritva doesn't quote the Agrama. He wants to be Gobel. And no one ever said it was the Ritva. The Mosadar of Kot doesn't claim he's the Ritva. They just claim that they're in the mood to publish him with the Ritva. Which was here. They're publishing now. They can do what they want. And he quotes a lot of Yad Ramaz. So that's Chashuv in and of itself. Right? It's not a bit of putting Yad Ramaz. It's a bit of an exaggeration. But Amir Amotli said, a nice percentage of it is putting Yad Ramaz. What did the Yad Ramaz say? The Yad Ramaz says, no, you mamish need a mice in the sea. Well, he doesn't believe in virtual mice in the sea. Really need a maisa, and therefore he says a big fiddish. She says, after all, when the guy came to the Lisha, Mistama, he said, here's your get. And he stuck out his hand. And when she said, ah, hold it for me, right? Here's, let me put a get in my hand. right? I have a piece of paper to illustrate. Right? He's going like this. He said, here's your get. And when she said, keep it for me, he said, okay. He took it back. So there's the life of Athena. He gave it and he took it back. You still require some sort of maisa. You still require some sort of physical maisa. That's a big finish in the Yad Ramah. The big finish there is that there is a physical. Obviously, it's not a regular maisa in Athena. There is a physical maisa in Athena by his lesson is. It's impossible that he didn't mean he for sure stuck out his hand. And then when she said it, it for sure he grasped it. It's not really the going like this and going like this. I think it's really the going like this and the going like this. That's what he focuses on. But you have a mice, he called that a mice in a sina. There is a physical mice in Athena by, I have no idea how to express it, by Poshatat Yado,
Kiras Yado.
Why can't it be considered? He's within her Dalet Amos, and he holds it out.
Yeah, that's not in the Dalet Amos. That's built in the Dalet Amos. Someone else.
You mean unless he throws it on the floor?
Yeah.
If he threw it on the floor,
and then depending on where she was, meaning I don't know whose I don't know whose property she was in. There's no Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos is in a Simta, not in all property. So not so much. If she did a husband help, then it's not an elk or an boy.
Oh.
I mean, left of like cursing thing with look that she didn't get back at that moment simultaneously. Okay. Anyway, cancer, so that's not necessarily a good solution, or else someone might have suggested. Okay, that's what I wanted to say for this, meaning we have a nice bacteria in terms of basically two different perspectives on the problem is here. By the way, if you take the Rambam's approach, then I don't have a great answer to but by the way, what the Rashash does is he says. He says, and that's why the problem of the other shlishes of Baal. So in order to have a virtual Messina, you need to stop being one and then become the other. You can't like be both at around at the same time and call that a virtual Messina. That you didn't need a Messina data. That you need a Messina, you need to stop being one and then become the other. Stopping one and then become the other. You have the problem. Okay. Anyway, Kitzer, we have a criteria about this. The most fascinating thing is the most difficult thing to understand. What? This Rashi, who's like coming with this tremendous Kiddush, Rashi and Tosfos, where why Rashi doesn't say his biggest Kiddush? It's the smoothest little language of the Gemara. And we're talking the language of the Gemara. You know, the Shlichus of the Bible, is never canceled. And therefore, you can't be Shlichus of the Kabbalah. Or here, Kutzer Shlichus of the Bible. The Shlichus of the Bible was canceled for the Meiotis version. Or, Loka of the Shlichus of the Bible. The Shlichus does not go back to be attributed to the Baal because it ended. You know, and there are the most often, well, usually when you have a locus, one sheet is going to be more popular than the left and more liquidity misfara. The other sheet is going to be easier misfara, but more dark than the left, because why would anyone be dark than the left and misfara? It's a matter of trade-offs. Okay, so this is clearly a classic case of that in the Mefarshim. And Rashi, what they mean is very intriguing. By wanting to go back and report, maybe to Mark Muir law, like in the Yoke says, just there at the top. Actually, there's a couple. It's not couple. The Torah, a lot of what we see now that we don't understand. There's a couple of a lot of what we see now. We can go into there's a couple. Maybe it's literally about reporting that, either for a lot of what we see now, or if you want to be smart, a lot of what we see now, it like shows that you're really doing it for someone, if you at least could go back. Or maybe what I was trying to say is that. It's really about just, and maybe they're not really saying totally different things, transcending the Maisa and the status of Shliach being broader than this particular Maisa. In order for the status of Shliach to be Shliach, but to be broader than this particular Maisa, you have to be Shliach before you do the Maisa and after you do the Maisa. The Shliach is the envelope of the Maisa, and maybe, as the Rav says, that because Shliach must be an identification with someone, not just doing something for them, or at least in getting any in that way, because get is more personal, and maybe everything else, I can just say, okay, you're in charge of this now, you're in charge of this now, you're in charge of this now. You know, I can put you in charge. I can't put you in charge of my marriage. I'm the only one. I can give you the right to sell my house, they better. I can give you the right to rent out my car. I can't give you the right to divorce my wife, because that's a personal matter. But rather, when it comes to divorce, I have to make you like me, make you into me, make you an extension of me. And in order to do that, the Shlichus needs to transcend the myself. Okay, that's all we're going to say. Yoni.
What would the Ramah say in Chavdalin?
That is a great question. What would the Ramah say in Chavdalin? Because he doesn't have his part there, right? He doesn't have his part there. So I didn't bring the whole sefer with me, but he doesn't say anything on Kaf Dalet that seems to be very useful.
I think he just said that's the Havamid of the Gemara. I mean, the Lord of Shlita is Rabbah, it means that there's no nice in the scene.
I'm so tempted to say that. I don't have the full text in front of me, so what I'm tempted to say is that I'm not sure how to get this into the lockdown. Maybe he thinks, that's what I was struggling with when I used to hurry to write, like number four here. Maybe he thinks the problem of Chavdalin involves really a lack of mice in the Sina. And that Chavdalin was restored a mice in the Sina. And over here, think whether or not it's considered, is this a mice in the Sina? Okay. But I don't think, I don't have all the Yad Raman here. I don't think that's what it means, and it's going to be hard to fit that into the Bidoka. I don't know. It's going to be hard to fit that into the lockdown. So if you're the Yad Raman and you have to explain that of Dalid, maybe. You know, and after all, the Chazal was my Sistina, bring it open round. It's tempting to say, I'm just not willing to defend it now, even though, you know, it's tempting. Okay, I give in to most temptations, but I don't give in to every temptation. Okay, let's go to the next sermon
for both sides.
Okay, the next sermon is making something that we're not going to explode now. If we explode it, it will be here. But the assumption is that the Eidim who write and find, write slash sign the get, are the link of the Baal, are the Shluchim of the Baal, right? Okay, that is super duper controversial, but we're going to come back to that when we have more detailed sources about that.
Wait, a little bit, the Shluchim to write and sign the get?
Yeah.
Why?
What else is it? I mean, also even Shluchim. It's really not a fully right to sign Shluchim by sending a sign for them for me. I could be made of myself. How can I send you a Shluchim to be made of? Right? I don't know. To be a Shluchim, you have to adopt it not. But to be an A, you have to adopt it not. So it's a funny kind of Shluchim. But we're not going to, I'm just pointing out that that's a bomb that we're not exploding right now. Let's just read the Gemara. Says the Gemara. Hahu, Davu, Tumri, Lev. Right? People had funny names in those days. They would think we had funny names. Hahu, Davu, where am I? Carla Nafasa. Her name is Nafasa. Other side, because it's Nafasa. They heard wrong. They wrote her name wrong. Right? This is my Michal Yom. If you go to bed and you deal with Gittin, often the sofer will make a mistake, and then he'll have to. And then he'll have to write it again. Just to be on the safe side to avoid this whole thing, yeah, because like in Gittin, we don't try to paskin, we try to avoid. The husband generally it points the sofer and the Eidim to write and sign as many Gittin as they want, right? But that's a new chumrah. But in those days, he just told them, write again. So they wrote it wrong. But Amr of Yizmar Shul, Marta Mishmeh, Rav, also Eidim Shlichusam, they finish the Shlichus, they can't write another get. And the husband's not there anymore, right? He said, Shlichus get it's new Lishti, right? And then they write another one. That's too bad they messed up. Why? Because he made them Shlichim on a Maisa Ksiva B'Alma. They did a Maisa Ksiva. They did it wrong. Now they're not Shlichim anymore. He didn't tell them to do it twice. Amr, yes, my yod, there's more marching. Sorry, Makula Rabba. That's ridiculous. Did they say write a garbage? I mean, Chapulur is pottery shark, right? Did they say write a piece of garbage and give it to her? They said write a get. A get means it has to be a costly get with her name, right? So clearly they can write it again because they didn't do the shlichus yet. They wrote a, an Utu Grecian urn. Not a guest. Amar Rava, the El Rava Vade. What the case of Asher Shlishi Shlichus? The Kotz Tani did them Alia, but all about Asher Shlishi Shlichus. If they wrote a proper guest and then lost it before the Nesina, then they're stuck. Now the woman's not gonna right. Now they're stuck because they did the Shlichus. They wrote a proper guest, not a Kasva. And now it's too late. What's the assumption? Again, the assumption of it really have me a slash of Rav Yisrael Yisrael Marta is that the shlichus was to do a ma'aseh ksiva, and then he said, no, the shlichus is to be kosev a get, ma'aseh ksiva, to do a ksiva get. But what is Rav assuming? He said by tifu usnu. What he meant for them is a separate shlichus on the ksiva, a separate shlichus on the nesina. Once they finish the shlichus on the ksiva, then they finish their shlichus. Oh, they film another shlichus, but that's a different inyan. So Rav Nachman, Mikar Malu Tisku Van Chubi Kisaihu. Did he tell them write again and put in your pocket and do nothing with it? He told them write again and give it. Until they give it, they haven't done their shlichus. One unified shlichus of Tisku with Tisku. And if they lost, they didn't do the unified shlichus, so they can start again. Elam Rav Nachman told them not to be able to have them. There is no take, perhaps, of also in Shlichutam. They can write even 100 times, no problem, because there's kithu utnu. Until they do kithu utnu, there is, they haven't done their shlichut. Okay, are there exceptions? We will maybe have time to get to. Let's first read the Ibayot.
What if he says to them, write it and give to a shliach to give to her? Was he removing them, or was he just worried about the imetria of them? Meaning, did he mean kisvu, and then you have nothing to do with the nesina, you're removed? Or did he mean, I don't want to be a shliach with the nesina, someone else can do this, but they're not removed from it? I'm still being vague. Continuing, Amalei Rav Lirachi biyolech b'mahu. What if he says kisvu tnulis shliach biyolech la? He adds the word biyolech la. Did that change anything? One direction or another, keku. Okay, we're not exactly sure what this machlokas means. That fundamentally machlokas between who and who, how to interpret these values. Rashi and the Rif. Fundamentally machlokas between Rashi and the Rif. Everyone just falls into one or the other camp. Most of them stuff it. Those in general have very little to add to Rashi and the Rif until we get to the Rambam, who has way too much to add. Looking around the room, surprised people don't have more bags under their heads after this round. Okay. What does the Rif say? Let's start with the Rif. The Rif says, what's the suffix? The suffix is what? Convey to the Nesina. He says, then kisvu utnu l'shliach, kisvu utnu l'shliach, convey to the nesina. Did he mean shluchas? I'm making you shluchim for ksiva, but I'm not shluchim for the nesina. The nesina is the other guy. Did he mean, no, I'm making you shluchim, but I'm not much free of you to give it to yourself. I'm giving you an option, but you can pick your option. Okay. Now, according to the Rif, the Yolech law, I think everyone agrees, the Yolech law is some sort of intent to lomar, right? The some of that I'm going to point out. We don't necessarily use the principle that we, there's a certain thing, whenever it says intent X or Y, intent to lomar X, then A or B, where it's nothing like X, then intent to lomar. It doesn't use the word intent to lomar. It's not going to affect our stock. But it is some sort of intent to lomar. Which direction would this in Tim Salomar go? Let me just find it. Here we are. Yes, one thing. Boy, the rubber now I'm shine cut this with no slick mouse with the dim of the true heist, but thick not take you. Take you, the sewer, the homer, help of the monkey in the marriage looking low luck. The machine from slogan Falcon. What did the Rip say? Here's the first question was Hispo. And the second Ibaya was the same thing with the Yolakla. What if the Rif say the something of? Let's see this word. Can the Kosvim also do the Nesina? Can the Kosvim also do the Nesina or not? How would that then flow into the next one? In Timsalomer, they can, or in Timsalomer, they can't, they're asking the Yolechla. What would make more sense? In Timsalomer, Kitzvah Tzvu Shleach means you can't give it yourself. If I said Kitzvah Tzvu Shleach with Yolechla, then maybe you can do it yourself? Really? That's not the way I read it.
Well, that makes sense, no?
If Kitzvah Tzvu Shleach means you'd be opted, right? If kisvu to the shliach means you can't do it yourself, then if I say kisvu to the shliach, I'm more mocked on him, you for sure can't do it yourself. That's what the way I understood is that in Timsalomar, that here they can't, then this is not a topic. If kisvu to the shliach means give the shliach, don't do it yourself, kisvu to the shliach, the yolekla is for sure don't do it yourself. Said, go get it to the shliach and he will bring it. I'm aiming extra luck to say it's not you. The way I understood the riff is that it's in Saloma, or does someone say that in the index?
Exactly.
The Bipta, who said in the Bipta?
No, it's just explaining the riff.
Oh, that thing. Okay. And Pinsaloma, kiss to the shliach. Kiss to the shliach if you want. To the shliach you can.
But I'm not being matped. What if I say the Yolakwa? Maybe then I'm being matped. Why do I have the Yolakwa to show? No, the Yolakwa, he'll bring it, not you. It's a topic about whether the Yolakwa works or then it's a topic whether the Yolakwa works or does not work. And I think this is Mendoyev in the Rif, because the Rif skipped the Yolakwa. Why did he skip the Yolakwa? Why did he leave out the Yolakwa? Because he doesn't need this over. If you're written Paskin that this they can't do it, or this the suffix, then Kolkin is the suffix. Weren't to Yomi, Yomi's wrong turn, which he has since done true before, he would need to tell us, oh, this the suffix, maybe this would work. You know, how do we know? Now, he doesn't need to be all clock because the rift is. The rift sock is there. Meaning they can't. Misafik, right? Misafik, they can't do it. But the well, if I think that, take the hikamus look like Habalaka. I mean, the sock is, therefore they can't be misafik. Then he doesn't need to say that. Hold the pain. They can't do this. And that's why the rift doesn't need to say the Yolakwa. Even without the Yolakwa, he's not letting them do it themselves. Misafik, but the mice they can. Right, his question was a Kachila question. No, I don't think he had a question. Then Kachila, and that's why Nika Teharir Heshmet. Everything flows nicely. I'm sure someone in the back of the Tibda says all this just the way I said it, right? That's why the Rift left out that Yibayah.
It starts with the Gemara, because it brings the Yolakwa, and it seems to be that in that progression of the Yolakwa is all maybe he had to bring it at all. He doesn't even need it. And it
doesn't need it because the Gemara brought the Yolakwa before they knew the answer. The Gemara was basically mean, and if you say here they're allowed to take it, then what would be if you're okay that here they're allowed to deliver it themselves, what would you say about the Yolakwa? That makes sense. But once the Rift was posted that they can't give it, so he doesn't need that. The Gemara said that maybe we'll be posted that you can give it. The Gemara thought the Gemara wasn't the topic. They didn't stop it yet. The Gemara wasn't taken yet. The Gemara, I don't think they were popping.
It's going to be opening possibilities, not closing.
The Derek Wallington Salomers? Maybe yes, maybe no. And yes, then how about that?
Yeah, just no. It's just no.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that what does the Rafi say? And the Rift fits beautifully in the Lashon of Sulukim Asalik or the Tirkim Zulukayish, right? What does Rashi say? Rashi said, Rashi and the Raiva of the Rift, I think I gave you who agrees with Rashi. Rashi disagrees and the Raiva disagrees. What is the reason? Rashi didn't say reason he disagrees with the Rift. Rashi didn't know that he disagreed with the Rift. Right? Although, obviously, I mean, Rocky knew there was another, I'm sure he could have figured out that other people might interpret this more in a different way. I mean, Derek Rocky would explain what the other way you could be thinking, why he doesn't do that. The Rocky doesn't explain the reason. What the right problem with the Rift?
There's another Gemara that says that there's.
The Gemara does the test with what's the fellow's name? Abba Bar Mignoli. Right. Abba Bar Girl, Abba Bar Mignoli. Right? What does the. What happens at Gemara? A guy says, sends you the Kaptet Ahmad. Where was it? Yes, Ahmad Days. I'm not getting into all the Kaptenu, et cetera, et cetera. We'll just go with the Matkana, right? The Matkana of the Gemara in the Kaptet and Days is that if the guy says to him, go deliver this, get to my wife in another town. How God was shuttling you the base of Ahmad? I don't know what your wife looks like. How am I going to find her? I guess whatever, they didn't have like addresses. So he says, I don't know what your wife looks like. How am I gonna find her? Why didn't he say so just ask someone where she is? Who knows? Maybe that was a town where the women never went outdoors, so it was very hard to find where someone was and find people who knew her. Who knows? Anyway, he said then Zil Yavri La Abram Yome to Ihu Yadole, the lazy was saying, oh, that's fine. Be a shliach to give it to Abram Yome, and he'll be the shliach, and he'll go give it to her because he knows he lives in that town, he knows who she is. Otherwise, Abram Yome, he didn't find Abram Yome. Now, what does he do? So Gan of that Gemara is. So what did he do in that Gemara? The Rav Pasuk of that Gemara. Is that he cannot give it to her directly or to anyone else? Dafka Abra Bar Min Yomi. So you say the Gemara Daf Kof Tes that Paskin Dafka. The Gemara Daf Kof Tes Paskin Dafka. So if there is Dafka, how can we have a Suffolk? How can they have a Suffolk here, whether it's Dafka or not? After all, it's a Mefurish Gemara, and it's a Mefurish Gemara. How could the Rishtei Teku? So rather the Ravid and Rashi say, this can't be it. Because of Abba Bar Min Yomi, or the Rambam also says like them, says it can't be it because of Abba Bar Min Yomi. So that's one problem they have, is can't be it because of Abba Bar Min Yomi. Okay, the does seem to be, and the writing says, Kol Shekein. Abraham Yomi, he really was just giving him Tircha. The guy didn't know who to look for. He really wasn't the guy to be Yishmael Halak. He just was giving him a shortcut. And no like the Hakpada, Kol Shekein here, when there's no backstory that we say the Hakpada. Okay, they don't like that at all. The Rif, I guess, would have to defend himself by saying, no, in that case, when they had a conversation, the guy said, I won't do it, I can't do it. He told Abraham Yomi, he was more mocked. You know, basically the rabbi saying, oh, and Abraham Yomi was mocked when really based on his original plan, he was fine with the guy doing himself. Kolkin here is mocked when we don't know his original plan. The Rif would say, no, the Rif would have a different idea of psychology. In psychology, do you say, what is someone originally thinking and interpret everything based on that? Or do you say, no. What conversations do people have that change the way they're thinking? The Rif would say, no, there you had a conversation that changed the way you're thinking. The guy said, it's too hard for me. So he said, give it to Abraham and Yomi. So that changed what you're thinking. Now he doesn't want the guy to do it himself. It's too hard for him. Not that he doesn't prefer, it's that he just doesn't think it's shyer. Well, over here, maybe he doesn't want the guy to do it himself. What was the writer's other problem? The writer's other problem was, what does this have to do with our Gemara? Our Gemara is all about Osir Shleish Shechutam. Why are you bringing in a sugya that looks like it belongs in Afkotet to the sugya of Osir Shleish Shechutam? Obviously, it should have something to do with okay, it's a good top on the rip. The rip wanted to answer that kasha. It's a little tricky. Maybe he could say, well, there's an akamina of this for Asur Shliach Lichusan, perhaps. Because if he made him shlukan and let him also do the nesiva, then until it's given, they still haven't finished their shlukan. They can write it again if it's lost. If he made them shlukan to give it to the shliach, then once they gave it to the shliach, they should go over it if it gets lost. They can't replace it. But it's still a little dachuk. Okay. But there is anything on the words. What are Rashi and the writers say? What's the suffix? The suffix is?
Rewrite it.
What? Rewrite. Can they rewrite it if what happened?
Lost it.
Exactly. If the shliach loses it, meaning there's no question of whether they... whether they can do it themselves. If we have moved this, can they write another get, or is it off to Shliach Shlichusan? Okay. And in which case, which way did the, what do we say? On the one hand, you could say, he just told them to write it. Right, and give it to the shliach. They wrote and gave it to the shliach. So look, they fell. Right, and get rid of them. They wrote and gave it to the shliach. They finished their shlichot. On the other hand, maybe tirv du chayis. What does tirv du chayis mean? It means that, again, the rhyme is very clear, and I think it means also, it's not that he wanted to get rid of them. It's just that he still wanted to give them achrayim. He still wanted them to be part of the whole process. It's just that he wanted to make it easier by having someone else do part of it for them. But he wasn't only giving them a chrayus on the writing. He was giving that chrayus to the whole process, just giving them a helper. Since they have a chrayus to the whole process, it's if he told them, be my shlugan to write it and make sure that Tlomi brings it to her and hands it to her. And until Tlomi hands it to her, their shlich was not done. Okay, how do you read the Imtum Solomar? Can write another. Or Intim Salomar. They can't. Which way is the Yolukwa going? in the infant Salomer?
I don't know anymore.
You don't know anymore. Well, let's think about it. If we say kifu utnu mean that as soon as you give it to him, you're out of the shlichus. Then what if I said kifu if I say kifu utnu means take a karaya, put it in the hands of the shliach. Then if I say kifu utnu biyolakla,
what
do I mean? More price. Even more price. The Yolakla is even more price. Not just Kifu Utnu. Kifu Utnu is Yolakla. Why do I have to say the Yolakla? Take a Chryas that he's Molakla. So then, Imtim Salomar, then they can write another one here. Imtim Salomar, that they have a Chryas in.
There's a question you mean.
Am I saying it over right?
On the side of Gomru or Lo Gomru?
In Pinsalomar. Yeah, in Pinsalomar, they didn't finish their sleep. That's what it drops. You say here? That's what it does here. In Pinsalomar, Haklara, Kitsu, Kimlis, Layaf, and Kitsu, Nuslova, Ava, the Asu, Shlish, Hutsa, and the Kamas, and the Yoda, Hakamai, Niamri, and the Yoha, such look like a Chi Yoda. And here they can't write another one.
Because it's Gomru here, right?
They can write another one then. There's not one for me. For sure they can write another one, but in Pinsaloma they can, then it's a stopping, right? Why? You didn't give you full responsibility. The Yolev gave you full responsibility. What the suffix? Maybe to know is Stilok, but to know the Yolev is continued Achrayus, right? That's the suffix. So even though both Rashi and the Ritva have the suffix at the bottom, the Ritva says the suffix is in the fact that they couldn't do it. That's why I confused myself. I want to show it off, because it looks the same as my fault for putting down bottom. The Ritva says if they can do it, then there's an intensive over suffix. Rashi says they can't do it, there's an intensive over suffix. Okay, let's see what the Ritva says. Says the Ramban, there's a few strange things. But says the Ramban on the basic level, who does the Ramban follow? Rashi or the Rif? But Rashi, the Ramban clearly follows Rashi. That's not a hard question. Says the Ramban, Amr Lamaval Kifu, the Kifu Utsnu Shliach Lahola Club, the Kosmu, the Kosmu, the Nutsnu Shliach. For a moment. If the Nitzah gets buckle or puckle, you find a problem in the get. And Kosgrim, which until you get to be Shmuel, means something different than Rashi. In Kosman Akar Achim Lukhabal, they can't write another one without checking and getting new authorization for the Baal. So we look up those from the Gerachin. He never made them Shluchim the whole thing. He only made them Shluchim. The Shema, Lorat El Sheyef, we don't say that. Maybe he only made them Shluchim for the Ksiva and didn't them extended our price. Of the Lord Shalahem Bo Maisa Akar, very costly. We're not to the people, Yif Akar and Kitsu Kosman get Akar Kosman as soon as the Shleif and Nuslav read stopping the wretches. It's a Teku. Everyone who reads the stock is a Teku, right? Says the Rambam is very similar. He just says same thing. If it's slightly different, if Nimsa gets Bato Apostle, by the way, in the lesson of Rambam, who knows the difference between Bato and Apostle? What's the meaning Bato and Apostle in the Rambam's lesson?
The right.
Bato means Apostle, the right, the Apostle means Apostle, the Rabban. Can they write? That's why one Rosh in the right. Can they write another get, or is it a case of Asu, okay, now what's interesting is that the Rambam he also only quotes one Ibaya. Which Ibaya does the Rambam quote? He only quotes the second Ibaya. He only quotes. I'll read his law from the Rambam again. Yes. Right? The Rambam says, Amr Lamaval Kitzu Chitzu Tnu Shlech Laholachla, right, which is the name of the Yolachla, right? He only quotes the second Ibaya, not the first Ibaya. Why? I never heard any jurors that were someone only had one Ibaya in the Gemara. You know, before they both had both Ibaya in the Gemara. Why would the Rambam only quote the second one, the Riff only quote the first one? The Hezber, does he say? And the Gemara? No, he doesn't have the gifts of the Gemara, but not without two Ibayas. Obviously, he doesn't have the gifts of the Gemara, not without two Ibayas. Okay, so let me just, I have to say the other gears in the Gemara, so give me 3 seconds. I think that's also a Nichad. Let's think of the Psak. What's the Psak? The Psak is that in this case, what's the Psak? They can't write another. Okay. If in this case, if even when it says Viola Club is no extended by a price, they can't write another, then what are you going to say? Paul Shekin without the Yolek. They can't write another. What I'm claiming is that both the Rif and the Rambam only wrote one of the two Evials. I don't know the Kareem, but he had to be done, not aware of. And he almost claimed that the Rambam only had one. That's not, he had both Evials in his cursor. That's not the idea. Right. They both had two Evials in the Gemara, and they both only tossed in one. Why? Because the ancient Shaloma works in a different direction for each of them, they pask in the one from which you learn culture in the other. The Rif pask in without the Yolek Law. They're not authorized to do the Nesina with the Yolek Law. Especially they're not authorized to do the Nesina. You don't need to say it. If the Raman wrote without the Yolek Law, they don't have a Christ till the end, you still would have known. Maybe with the Yolek Law, they do have a Christ till the end. So the Raman had to write the other way. They don't have extended a Christ. All of the game without the Yolek Law, they don't extend that right because the ancient Shaloma goes in a different direction. He can look for each other to go along, but the opposite one. I want to end with one thing. The Rambam, when he quotes Avraham and Yoma in Paraktes, what does he say? That's fascinating. And with this, we will end. In Paraktes, the Rambam quotes the Gemara of Avraham and Yoma. And what does he say? If I tell the people, give the gift. And the truth is that he quotes an Arlosh, right? I say, Chit. Same exact lesson, right? And one, etc. If a leech lehin ba'atmam ain't no get, it's badai no good. It's not even a suffix. If they give it themselves, it's badai no good. And what is the end? Rabbosai horrible gets of a dover she ain't no near if they shiva shayv and scotland. My Rabbosai, if they talk in wrong, they had a bad gear stuff. His Rabbosai look for the rips. That's like a Mishnah. Ah, there's a whole cup, you know, if you're looking up cup 10. The Rif had a cup 10, it's different here than that cup 10 and talking differently. It's not true. If you look at the Rif, it's dangerous around that cup 10. The Magi Mishnah got it right. The Magi Mishnah says, though he doesn't finish his sentence, the Rif had a different here than our Sogya. That's not talking differently than the Rif. He had a different here than our Sogya. What different years exactly did he have in our Sogya? So yeah, the Magi Mishnah doesn't say explicitly. Chazanish says explicitly, Misvara. And now they can go on the website. There are 4 Kisveyad that are publicly available, easily available of our Sugya. 4 Kisveyad. It might be 5 because one of them has this paradise. Okay, 4 Kisveyad. One of the Kisveyad has our Girsa. 3 Kisveyad have a different Girsa, which is the Rambam Girsa. What was the Rambam Girsa? The Rambam Girsa, I'm sure he knows, the Rambam Girsa was he left out the Luke Solik and Kirsten Kayesh. The Rambam Girsa and 3 of the 4 Kisveyad that are available on the internet. I don't know if there are other Kisveyad that aren't available on the internet. I'm not so holy. But you go to the Girsa website, 3 quarters of the Kisveyad just say, Bodhi, Mine Rambam Nafi, Kisveyad Nulusvayat Mahu. Amle Avila Rashi, Yorukla Mahu. They don't have the whole Sulukhe solid. Why? The Rambam says, you know what? Rashi and the Rambam are very dochuk in the Kirk of the Duchayish. What do you mean, the Tirkhadu Kayish? The Tirkhadu Kayish, the Luke Solik really sounds like the Rif. And the Rambam didn't imagine that Rashi and the Rai would have the Rif years and stay like him anyway. He said, you know why the Rif messed up? Because he has the Luke Solik and Tirkhadu Kayish. So it sounded like whether you wanted them to do it or not. Here's that. His Gorb just had Ibai Mahu. The Ibai Mahu is still a continuation of what comes beforehand. About also, initially, but that has nothing with Luke Solik and Tirkhadu, right? That's what Rabbi Rabinovich said. These things, all the Kisveyad are in the internet. You can look at the picture. I looked at the picture of the Gemara. 3 quarters of the Gemaras had no, before printing, had no words to look at Solok and Tirkhadu Ducha. So basically, what if the Girsa says the Rim to look at Solok and Letircha did who finish? And that really sounds like that was making them feel themselves. That's the Rambam. The Rambam didn't have these words.
Yeah.
And wow. Most Kisveyad, There were 1,000 Kishvayadis, random, more to make it, you know, finality. And probably a bit woke. But Amdorana didn't have these words, and therefore, he says, of course, it's just a continuation of the earlier Tzadka. I'm not telling with it's similar to that. And what they did is they had the ripped Kirsa, but they wanted to be part of our Tzadka and wanted to not be sold to that. But Kirchu, the Jokak, the Harambam, they had the ripped Kirsa, and nonetheless, they said it means like the Rambam. That's it. Mother will say mess up data about Kirsa. I don't even have to have a bad year for dealing with it. I don't have to put your stuff, and I don't have any of these words, but cloud one day they so look at Solid to you inspire them and only make them put them until the Kriva and not until the actual Gavashin. That or the Tirku Kaya, you just save them Tirka and you really want them to take a cry until the end. That's why we lost them. Want them to take a cry for the end, you save them Tirka. Okay, that's the round. Here's the in our Gemara. Nowadays, we don't have to. It's impressive to me that the Chazon Ish word for word wrote what the Rambam of Girsa was without any Kitfayad. But if anyone would have done it, in history, it's the Girl of the Chazon Ish. Okay, well, just one or two more details I want to mention, which we'll pick up with next time and then go by. Sorry for going late. Of course, the album was much better than ever been at least. But it wasn't, I don't think it was around composition fail. I didn't check, but I don't think so. And he would have said so.
Why did he talk about getting by his culture? You see, he has to go with the
mockery tomorrow. We're sitting. He's saying like this. In Chotet, the guy went through a conversation. Be my Tliya. You don't know her. So give it to Arbar Ben Yomi. Once you said you don't know her and he said give it to Arbar Ben Yomi, even though he doesn't have a paid against you doing it yourself, he has a hachlata that you're not going to do it yourself. Well, over here, there's no clear hachlata because he didn't have a conversation. Exactly what the Rambam said, isn't that case more likely to do it himself? Based on the ratzon? He says, no, the original ratzon, yes, but the hachlata, that's what I'm with the experience. Like, watch, when you say no and I say so to them, I really decided you're not going to do it yourself. Not because I mind, because I decided. As it was here, I didn't decide. That's what the Rambam's going to have to say.
No, there's other
factors when
they're all
in the Chafet
that can say
Woodward.
Correct.
So that's why the Lechamishna says both sides had a different Girsa in the Chafet. Not clear, but the Rift did.
I'm thinking just for why would one want to stick with the couple, stick with like Rashi, you can't say Rashi, because that's actually what's good to do. But Rashi, right, with Mahala, to say we're not doing with Halacha, we're doing writing, because Rashi and Halacha would work. Because according to the post-mortem, Halacha actually works. Therefore, that you have to change what I've seen.
But you're saying is perhaps you could have rejected the Rift for the opposite reason, sure, based on Arbar Miyome. Although the Rive doesn't think so, because everything's going to go the other way. Right. Theoretically, you could have been coming from that angle, but we don't know anyone who actually was.
The Rams.